Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Show podcast.
Bernie also said, by the way, it would be very divisive if a candidate with a plurality of delegates doesn't get the nomination, meaning him, by the way. He was on with, he went all in with Chris Hayes.
He was all over
the place.
He was
all in on MSNBC's Chris Hayes. Cut 11.
I had David Plouffe on the program the other night in Manchester, and he's, of course, his campaign manager for Barack Obama. He said something interesting. He said, whoever has a plurality of delegates, as long as it's not, you know, 4 delegates or 5 delegates, he said, say 50 to 100, okay? Going into the convention, the party essentially, both as a political and moral matter, has to give the nomination to the person with the plurality of delegates going to the convention. I'm curious if you agree now, from the veil of ignorance, as a principle, would you agree with that as a principle that whoever goes in with, say, a plurality of delegates, if it's 50 to 100, that should be the nominee?
Well, I think in general, what Plouffe said is right. But I think it has, you have to take a look at the whole nature of the campaign. And a whole lot of factors within the campaign
Plouffe,
that we don't know yet. But in general, I think it is a fair statement to say that it would be very divisive. I mean, you'd have to, the convention would have to explain to the American people, hey, candidate X, you know, kind of got the most votes and won the most delegates in the primary process, but we're not going to give him or her the nomination. I think that would be a very divisive moment for the Democratic Party.
And that's what David Plouffe said, not David Plouffe, who's an entirely different person, by the way. David Plouffe.
Plouffe.
Plouffe. Now, what if this is all a big, big made-up nonsense here? Now, this is interesting. So Joe Banner, who is, of course, he's a former 20-year president, CEO of the Eagles and Browns, former coach, and he's ESPN analyst. He tweeted out something very interesting yesterday, which was brought to my attention by our esteemed program director, Spike Eskin. And he said this to me yesterday because obviously I don't really follow a lot of sports commentators, but it's interesting when some of them are discussing sports and interesting sometimes when they're not discussing sports. But in this particular case, I found it very, very interesting what he said. So I retweeted it last night, as a matter of fact. You can follow me along on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. And the comment, the point that was made, and I'll break it down like this. What if Bernie is exaggerated? This is what Joe Banner tweeted out. He said, Sanders went from 150,000 votes in 16 to just over 70,000 in 20. It's an awful performance if anyone wants to follow the truth. This is regarding the New Hampshire primary. So Ronald Brownstein tweeted out the following. Not to repeat myself, but as in Iowa, the muddle is the big message tonight in the New Hampshire primary. Once again, it seems virtually certain that the winner will capture the smallest number of any Democratic winner ever. None of these candidates is big enough to separate from the others. You look at Bernie in 2016, and it was a landslide for him in New Hampshire. You look at Bernie in 2020, and he barely beat Pete Buttigieg. Now, Bernie was asked about that yesterday, and his answer was, well, I was running against one person back then. Now I'm running against 8. Nah, I'm sorry. That doesn't work. It'd be like Donald Trump turning around right now and having 7 Republicans challenging him and then not getting the numbers that he was getting and then turning around and going, well, it's a difference. I had Hillary Clinton. Now I'm running against 7 people. No, it means you're losing your base is what it means. Bernie's base is not there anymore. It's not the same that it was. See, everybody's looking at this from the lens of 2016 and not 2020. If this were Bernie in 2016, I would agree that the Bernie bros staying home can cause the Democrats to lose. I'm not so sure about that in 2020 because of the numbers. From where Bernie Sanders was in 2016 in New Hampshire for where Bernie was in 2020 is such a significant drop off. And don't tell me it's because eight people are running. That doesn't mean anything. That's irrelevant. If they were really solid with Bernie, they would have stayed with Bernie. Because what happens then if it's not Bernie? Obviously, they're still voting. They're voting for somebody else if it is Bernie in the race, right? If Bernie's still in the race and they're still voting for other people, his argument, his own argument, which is that, well, I had eight people running against me now versus only one. But that's the point. If they're all staying with you, they're staying with you. It doesn't matter how many other candidates you'd be running against. You'd be running against one or a thousand. They're all staying with you. They're your people. Donald Trump has people running against him now. He's got a couple challengers. They're low energy. I think Bill Weld, Kasich, I think Mark Sanford dropped out. So Trump's not losing any support. In fact, he won New Hampshire by these massive totals. His totals in 2020 look like Bernie's in 2016. So the Bernie bros are fine voting for somebody else. They did vote for somebody else in New Hampshire. And Bernie admits that when he says, I have eight people running against me. So that's the difference. No. What it proves is your voters will vote for somebody else. So the idea that if it's not Bernie, the Democrats are going to lose because all the Bernie people are going to stay home, it doesn't play. Now, you don't have to win by big numbers. We're talking about raised within majorities. And I remind you, there's only two ways to run for office. You can run either scared or unopposed. And you cannot look at something like the Wildwood Rally or the New Hampshire vote totals and go, Trump's got this in the... I hear this all the time. Trump's got this in the bag. No, he doesn't. It's going to be a fight. It's going to be a very, very long and expensive fight. And don't tweet me and tell me that I'm wrong because you've seen the rallies and the crowds. It's going to be a fight. I've seen those rallies in the crowds. I was at those rallies in 2015, probably, perhaps, before you were. And I don't mean that with any disrespect, just that, you know, I was with him from the beginning. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that we're talking about five or six states. We're talking about razor thin margins. And so if there's a percentage of Bernie bros that don't turn out because they're unhappy, and you add that with a percentage of black voters who don't turn out because they're angry that Bloomberg's a racist. If you add that, and they're happy that the president, by the way, they may not like Trump, so they may just say they don't vote, right? You add in now a certain number of people who don't vote because they think that Bloomberg's got it in the bag or something based on the fake polls that come out in the fall. We're talking about slivers that add up to a big piece of a pie. So while I don't think the Bernie thing is as big as everybody else thinks it is, I do think it could potentially be enough to change 2-3 percentage points in a close state. And that's all you need to win a state. We're talking razor thin majorities, margins here, razor thin.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.